Welcome back to the Full Field Podcast. Look, we're going to be doing shorts, but I'm your host, Matt Tack.
Dr. Alfred Alessi.
And these are going to be some media forms that we're implementing where we just want to drive value and provide answers to the questions from the audience.
Yeah, this is going to be a shorter episode than our traditional ones. If you've been following the show, you know that we stick in the 30 to 40 minute range, but we want to give like 10, 15 minutes. This is hyper-focused on answering questions from our audience that people have sent us, asked us. And so if you have questions, you've been watching the show, or even just questions in health optimization in general, we want you to send those to ask@fullfuel.com. We'll get to them. We'll answer them live on the show in these little mini episodes. So let's just dig right in, bro.
Let's go.
We got three questions here that we're going to take. That way we keep it short and sweet. We'll each probably pitch in a little bit. But the first one that we got is, what's the best strategy for building muscle size? Now, when we're talking muscle size, the term's hypertrophy, right? That's the growth of muscle cells that exist. How do we grow them in actual size? Man, we did a whole episode on this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about like the foundation of strength and working out. And so you got to go back to that episode, check it out, about the five pillars of strength. But before you build size, I mean, you have to have a foundation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you can't just start going in there trying to peak your muscle and try to pump it up without having proper form, without having stable joints that are going to support that, right? So, I mean, my take would be to build adequate size is get your foundation straight and then make sure you're ultimately going to use the appropriate rep ranges for hypertrophy. That's somewhere in the realm of 8 to 15, right? But making sure that we're hitting positive muscle failure at about that 8 to 15 range.
I think that's a key thing to focus on is that positive muscle failure. You know, a lot of guys go in there and just try to throw up weight, put as much weight up as possible. Or their minds, like the guys in our optimizers program right now, they're like, I just want to go fast. You know, I want to see faster results. But, you know, we always emphasize the long game and the approach, right? And sometimes it's just getting to that positive muscle failure where it's between 6 to 8 reps, right? Where maybe on your third set, you're really feeling it. I mean, today I was at 7 doing flies with 40 pound weights, and I definitely was fatigued. So it's really having that mind-body connection of where you're fatiguing, not to the point of injury, right? So we want to make sure that we're maintaining that balance, maintaining that structure in terms of using the appropriate weight for the time and then scaling that up over time, because that's ultimately what's going to increase muscle mass. But obviously, you know, as something that we talk about always is then nutrition. You know, when you're getting the proper protein in you for recovery, and then extending your mindset while you're training to the appropriate muscle failure, positive muscle failure, you're going to see some gains.
That's huge. I mean, you want to grow your muscle in size, you have to feed it.
Yeah.
Right? Like anything that wants to grow needs
to be fed.
Fuel, right? So back to the just real quick before we get into the next question, the topic of, or the concept of positive muscle failure, it means that when you're working for a rep range, right, which we talk about in that episode that I referenced, go check that out. That rep range is meant to determine your failure level or your failure point, right? Because if you use a weight that you can get 12 reps with and you do 4 reps, you're not reaching positive muscle failure. You're not getting enough stimulus, right? So you got to obviously amp the weight up or slow down or whatever it might be. So yeah, good question. Love to hear more of those. All right, let's go to the next one. How can I get past my stressful life and work situation in order to optimize my health and my sleep?
Man, that's a great question.
Sounds like I've been there.
I can see that, you know, and I made a post the other day about this specifically, right? Time is always of the essence. But, you know, if you're not going to schedule your priorities are definitely going to schedule you. Mm. And so you want to make sure that your priorities could become the number one focus of what optimal health looks like. You look, the reality is that, you know, statistically saying is that we're going to live well into our 80s. You know, unless God calls us home earlier, the majority of people live into their 80s. Now, what is the longevity of what your 80s look like? And I think so many people don't focus on that long game and how sleep is so imperative, but then also executing on what your priorities or your deliverables are throughout the week. So when you prioritize and put things in your calendar, typically those become non-negotiables, right? Mm-hmm. And exercise is very rarely considered a put in somebody's calendar.
It's usually like the first thing to go. You get busy and you're like,
we can push that.
I'm a bail. Yeah.
But if that becomes a non-negotiable as well as sleep, now what is the longevity of what your 80s looks like at that point? So I always start with the end in mind of how I can decrease my stress loads. And that absolutely is because I prioritize exercise and sleep.
Yeah. Love that. I'd expound a little bit and say, like, what is the stressor, right? To whoever's asking this question, what's the stressor that is causing you so much turmoil that you can't optimize your health? Maybe you need to take that out of your life, right? And I know that'll trigger people because it's like, dude, if it's work, maybe you got to freaking quit your job and do something else, right? Like, where's your purpose? Where's your why? We talk about that all the time.
We just had that recent podcast with Dr. Anya just talking about how she left her job. Because it was just one of those things where she had very inadequate health.
Her job was killing her.
Literally killing her. So it then becomes, you know, how do you optimize? You know, if it is a situation, hey, I need to support my family, I understand that. But I go back to the term that our buddy Jake told us is the best ability is availability. And if you aren't going to be available for your family, if you aren't going to be available for your job, then, you know, people, I think there was a statistic that once said, like, you actually, people that say they work 60 to 70 hours a week actually only get like 30 hours of real work in, just within the social influence that we have, inefficiencies. Yeah. And so how can we become more efficient? One of the ways that I have become more efficient is, and I know you have as well, is we don't watch TV. So we blocked out essentially TV. Yeah. It's not within our day-to-day. I do watch a few, you know, I'll watch some college football, go blue. I just love friggin' Michigan football.
You're in there, yeah.
But but at the end of the day, like, you have to, the net enjoyment, I think we talked about in the podcast with Dr. Axe, of like the net enjoyment of life. You have to enjoy life. But at the end of the day, when does that become a deterrent of what you can do? And so honestly, when I'm watching maybe a football game or I'm watching a basketball game, which is very like rare and minimal, because I want to spend time, really present time with my family, I'm doing trigger sessions. And I know we have some medium form content that we're pushing out on these trigger sessions, but like, how am I optimizing that window even when I'm doing something that maybe might not be considered productive?
Yeah. I'd say to wrap that up, go listen to the episode with Dr. Anya Sagetti, where we talked about emptying your bucket. Stress, it fills your body's like a bucket. And with stress is added onto that, it's like you're filling that bucket up until it's going to overflow and you're going to get sick. You're going to get, you know, develop a disease or whatever. And that's not what you want to do. That's not how you live optimally or for longevity. So figure out how you're going to empty your bucket, incorporated workouts, nutrition, everything that we do in the Optimizers program is meant for that, right? Absolutely. So how do we work? How do we do the most work, the least amount of effort, get the maximum results, efficiency, right?
Yeah.
Love that.
Join the Optimizers program.
That's right. Yeah. So number three, I'm trying to build muscle and burn fat, but I feel like I can't do both at the same time. I'm either bulking or cutting. That's, I feel like the lean bulk, you heard of that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're clean bulking.
Yeah.
It's not really a thing, but I mean, you can build muscle and burn fat at the same time. Muscle is a anabolic tissue. It's thermogenic, right? To eat protein. That's what we preach, is getting adequate protein, building muscle makes your body just a burning machine, right? Look at guys like Micah Lessert, right? He's just jacked forever because he put on so much muscle at a young age that now it's just like, he even told me, he's like, I don't have to work that hard really to maintain this. It's just, it's here. Obviously he pushes it, but he's not, it's not as much as trying to build that, right? So, I mean, I think focus on anabolic muscle building, mm-hmm. focus on lean protein, and you will burn fat. Your body will recomposition.
Yeah. So my just add on to that would be, is that even us focusing on the Optimizers program is really focused on the anabolic range. But that being the foundation, because that is actually going to push your VO2. That's going to push your cardiovascular when you're building muscle, but
right.
you're also losing fat at the same time. So it's really, we focus on body composition because that's ultimately where your confidence is going to come from. So what I'd say to that is, man, anabolic, anabolic, anabolic.
That's right. Always be building, right? And then that way your body's going to have to use energy to build. Awesome, man. That was short and sweet. We're going to do more of these. If you want to hear your question answered live on the show, submit it to ask at fullfuel.com. Check out the Optimizers program, where we build max muscle, improve longevity, and get guys freaking shredded so that they can crush it at life for as long as possible.
Live full fueled, live beyond limits, baby.